You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
A pig heart has been transplanted into a human patient. No, you did not misunderstand. You heard it right. This is exactly what has happened at a US hospital. Doctors have transplanted a pig heart into a patient in a last-ditch effort to save his life. Want to know how he's doing now? Stay tuned to find out. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. Before I share the details of the pig heart transplant into a human, let's first discuss some other top stories of January 11th. Here's how the market fared today. Gains in IT and financial stocks pushed the benchmark indices higher for the third straight session. While Sensex topped 60,000, up 220 points at close, the Nifty 50 index rose 50 points to end at 18,055. While IT stocks like TCS, Infosys and Wipro rallied ahead of the quarterly earnings announcement due this week, metal stocks traded in the red as global brokerage Jefferies turned cautious on them owing to weak macros and demand concerns in China. The shares of Tata Steel and SAIL slipped more than 4% intraday, whereas JSW Steel slipped over 3%. Hindalco Industries stock, which was better placed as compared to others by Jefferies, limited the downside and traded almost a percent lower during the session. Meanwhile, the shares of Vodafone Idea tumbled as much as 20% after its announcements failed to excite the street. VI's board of directors has approved deferment of spectrum auction installments due up to 4 years. It has also approved the deferment of AGR-related dues by 4 years and given a nod to convert interest on spectrum installments and AGR dues into equity. The conversion of equity is expected to result in dilution for all existing shareholders, including promoters. Following this conversion, the government will hold about 35% in Vodafone Idea, the telecom operator will hold about 28%, and the Aditya Birla Group will own 17% of the stake. Next up, Paytm shares gave up initial gains to hit a fresh low today. This despite the company reporting a jump of more than 4 times in loan dispersals in December quarter. The Paytm stock fell as much as 1.9% to an all-time low of 1,136 rupees in the BSE, failing to hold on to a gain of about 5%. At the fresh low, the 197 stock was available at a discount of 47% to its issue price of 2,150. Moving on, the budget is just around the corner and Morgan Stanley's Sensex target is 70,000, with the union budget being a possible catalyst. Jonathan Garner, Morgan Stanley's chief Asia and emerging market equity strategist, told CNBC TV 18 that the brokerage thinks the market needs to pause and it is anticipating that in the second half, moving higher towards the Sensex target of 70,000 is possible. The budget may be a catalyst for that, but the first half is going to be relatively difficult for all markets. Another significant event that is going to take place in February and March is the assembly elections across Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Goa, and Manipur. The Election Commission of India announced the poll dates on January 8th. The poll exercise will take place in 7 phases starting February 10th, and the votes will be counted on March 10th. As the election dates are nearing, there are several developments in the political circles. First of all, Bahujan Samaj Party chief Mayawati has decided to not contest the Uttar Pradesh polls, party general secretary has said. Meanwhile, in Punjab, former chief minister Captain Amarinder Singh's new party, Punjab Lok Congress, which is contesting in alliance with the BJP, has got hockey stick and ball as its election symbol. Next up, a look at the pandemic situation in the country. India's tally of Omicron variant of coronavirus has surged over 4,400, with Maharashtra registering the maximum number of cases at 1,200, followed by Rajasthan, Delhi, Karnataka and Kerala. According to Dr. Anurag Agarwal, the director at CSIR IGIB, Omicron spread is far higher than Delta now, and this new variant is dominant in metros. The doctor says Mumbai should be peaking at any time now and the Delhi peak of the third wave should be this week. He also pointed to data from the UK and US, which shows a lot of people requiring hospitalization, but fewer deaths. Meanwhile, in India, he said there is no reason to panic, but people need to take precautions. The government is imposing short-term restrictions to stop the spread of the virus. In the national capital, the Delhi Disaster Management Authority has ordered all private offices to remain shut, except those which fall under the exempted category. The DDMA said work from home needs to be followed in the wake of surging cases. The government offices in Delhi are also currently working with 50% attendance. All restaurants and bars are also closed, only takeaways are allowed. Let's also discuss the impact of the third wave on business. According to Kumar Rajagopalan, the CEO of Retailers Association of India, the pace of growth in India's retail business has taken a hit since the last week of December due to fresh restrictions in most parts of the country. According to the association, while overall figures appear to be positive, the impact of restrictions is visible at the category level, with beauty, wellness and personal care plummeting 7% and the furniture and furnishings falling by 5%. The two segments have fallen back into the red category when compared to pre-pandemic sales in December 2019 period. New restrictions across the country are affecting shopping hours and compelling malls and stores to close down. Wholesale stockists are downsizing their inventories in anticipation of a decline in demand, and the production is also slowing down. Meanwhile, market veteran Ramdeo Agarwal said that the consumer's psyche is gripped by fear and an average consumer is holding back on spending. What Agarwal believes is the need of the hour is to drive demand, and the budget will be the perfect opportunity to achieve the same by announcing a stimulus. A demand stimulus for the next 12 months will aid consumption automatically. While we're talking about the budget, many salaried taxpayers are witnessing increased personal costs such as electricity and internet, leading to calls for the standard deduction limit to be increased and revisited every year. Reports suggest that the centre is mulling an increase in the 50,000 rupees standard deduction limit available to salaried taxpayers and pensioners by 30 to 35%. And lastly, let me tell you more about the transplant of a pig heart into a human patient. In a medical first, doctors transplanted a pig heart into a patient in the US. The patient is doing well 3 days after the highly experimental surgery. While it's too soon to know if the operation really will work, it marks a step in the decades-long quest to one day use animal organs for life-saving transplants. Doctors at the University of Maryland Medical Center say the transplant showed that a heart from a genetically modified animal can function in the human body without immediate rejection. The 57-year-old patient, David Bennett, knew that there was no guarantee the experiment would work, but he was dying, ineligible for a human heart transplant, and had no other option, according to his son. The scientific director at the university's animal-to-human transplant program said that if this works, there'll be an endless supply of these organs for patients who are suffering. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.